But I'm like, just like Santa, it's all fake.
Don't never.
Don't never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying,
okay, but, like,
they know they're gonna kill you. So at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You wanna get noticed?
Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
You wanna do that this time?
Oh, I never remember
you
what
have to
it
try.
Is. Welcome to the welcome to Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about everything or anything
or anyone
in a not so straight fashion.
My name's Clarence
and my name is Antonio.
And we're pirates.
Our matey, we're here to steal your booty.
We really are. Actually, yeah. I'm more of a bottom though.
Yeah, no, you're
so
more
steal
too...
my booty.
Yeah. Speaking of pirates, like, how did you feel about Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean?
I never watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I never watched
That's
it.
That's so rude of you.
Why? Is it that good? I feel like people hype it up too much. I'm not gonna enjoy it.
I mean, it's not that good. It's just like a regular like Disney movie, but then, you know, he's just like one of those like odd characters that's like super sleazy that you still want to sleep with. But
is he though? Are you into Johnny Depp?
I thought that's a straight girl thing. Not the Johnny Depp person, but like the character that he plays.
Or the just the way that he played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus he wears his eyeliner, so you know, everyone's yeah. into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are what's that thing? There's I was actually thinking about this today. What's that role? Is it just called a creative director where it's the person who just like makes all the ideas and like tells it to people to do it?
Like, you mean like a writer?
I guess so. Is that it? Is there something?
I don't know.
Is there something
Wait.
As like just an idea maker?
Yeah, like me.
No, never mind. Not like
what
you.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I feel like this is
Are
like...
you talking about in the context of a movie or what? Because if you're talking about the context of a movie, there's like, there's producers, there's executive producers, there's your director, there's like your director of photography, there's like all of these like other people, and there's your writers. And then if you're talking about like just like an artistic company, then yes, you would have a creative director. But not in a movie, you wouldn't have a creative director.
Oh, really? You wouldn't?
No, it's just a director.
Oh, I see.
It's like the creativity is implied, but not always successful.
Right. That's true. Well, no, I was thinking just more, maybe it's like a mixture of both like film and also like fashion design. Like, because I know like designers,
yeah.
like, there's like designers that are just like, okay, this is what I look like. Here's like a brief sketch of it. Now do it. To like,
oh,
it's
that,
like house.
You could be a creative director of like a
fashion house.
Yeah, you yeah. can do that. That's a thing. That's a real thing.
Right.
But not of a movie. I don't know where you're going with this. But yes.
I don't know. I just feel like I would like to be in just that roles of just like, I'm just going to dish out all their crazy random ideas and then get paid lots of money for it. But I don't have to do any of it to like make it come into fruition.
I feel like you already do that just without the money.
Well, this is why I want to like get this name specific labeled for that role so that I can apply for it so that I can get money.
I feel like when you're asking about this, it sounded like you were asking about a job.
Like, I am. I'm poor. Please hire me. Anyone.
Then they told me, come in my bum.
Bum, bum.
I can only do the bum, bum part.
Anyway, so Christmas is here and we are here. Just like the gays, it's Christmas.
What?
I don't know. But here we are talking about the Christmas season, because it's literally 2 days away for us.
Oh shit, it is 2 days away.
Yeah. A quick question. Do you celebrate it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
What am I celebrating?
I don't know. The birth of Jesus.
Well, we know that he was birthed on like Christmas Day.
Yeah, but sometimes people like to like celebrate like the
I feel like
the
what
amping
you mean,
up to
but
it.
But I feel like are you meaning like the presents? Because I feel like it's either people do it Christmas Eve like at midnight or they do it like Christmas Day in the morning.
Oh, for presents.
Because right. What is the celebration? I feel like the celebration is like different
dinner.
For every family.
That's true. But for yeah. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't feel like we have like a specific thing.
Oh.
Cause like.
But when do you guys at least like, when do you meet up? Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
I don't think that it's ever been consistent. I just feel like when the times we were living together, we never had to meet up because we already met up by the time there was both days.
I mean, you never know. You're never in the same room the whole entire time.
But I feel like, I feel like it's like kind of been different lately as an adult. Cause like this year I'm going over for Christmas Eve and then I'm staying the night. But I don't think that was like a set thing. There's like no tradition,
right?
I don't know. That's How about you? How about you? What is your Christmas deal?
Well, because I am Catholic and raised in a Catholic family, we believe that we should celebrate on Christmas Eve so that we stay up to go to the midnight mass.
I don't know if that's like a Catholic. Is that a Catholic thing or is that just like a
Filipino thing?
Yeah, or like a Spanish colony thing, because like Latino people do it the same way too.
Probably it's a Spanish culture thing because it came from them, because they colonized us.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was always a thing. And like I think when we got older as adults, we decided that like, well, we don't want to go to midnight mass, we just want to stay up and get drunk. And so we did.
Yeah. Instead have a Christmas mass, have a Christmas mass orgy. Woo! In honor of Jesus.
That's true. I mean, it's like they're amping up of his birth, so we have to celebrate.
By creating life.
Yeah. With other boys.
Oh, traditions. Christmas traditions.
Oh, okay.
Tradiciones.
Okay. Like my own? Or like family? Or both?
I don't know. Any. Whatever. Christmas traditions. What does Christmas traditions means to you? Or what are your Christmas traditions?
Usually for me, it's just like getting fat.
Eating, right?
Eating, yeah. Actually, no, it's been for a while now because since like my siblings have like kids and then like also my like other cousins have like younger kids now. It's been maybe not the last year, but then like the few years before then, it was always tradition that like a bunch of like our cousins' families and like my siblings' families would like go to the movie theaters on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Because that's
the only
one.
Yeah, because that's like
it's the only thing that's open.
Yeah, that and then we go to Chinese restaurant because they're the only things that are open.
Yeah.
Because they love money.
And we don't give a shit about Christmas. Yeah. We give a shit about your money.
That's true. That's why we love giving you our money on Christmas Day.
I know. The funny thing is, yeah, like I don't feel like my family was very like specific about our tradition. So I feel like at one point, like we've just tried different things. Like we tried going on Christmas Day to like movie theaters. But it was never like a thing that we did every year.
Oh.
But I think that's the thing is like my family was me, my mom, and my brother. So it's like our tradition is whatever we felt like doing that day. It's like not anything different.
Right.
Like for us, because we're like such good people, like the important thing was being together.
Really, though? I feel like that's a lie.
No, actually, like honestly. Like I feel like especially when your family is that small, like
right,
you know
right.
What I mean, like what then, else like, are you
even,
gonna do?
But even when you were younger, like was it always like that? Do you remember?
No, I feel like there was like other drama when I was younger. Like my dad was the drama.
Oh right.
So
but yeah, but like what's the tradition of that? Like that's still a tradition because you know,
well,
like,
okay,
you would expect it every year that there'll be Christmas drama.
Actually, kind of. But I think it was just, like, the drama came from, like, I feel like the pressure of just, like, spending and all that kind of shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, we're also, like, aside from the departure of my dad, a.k.a. the drama.
Right.
There was also, like, you know, like, us growing up and now no longer do we expect, like, presents from, like, my mom. Or something like that, you know
right.
What I mean? So it's like obviously like a lot less stressful than it used to be,
right?
Whereas like for her, I feel like she was like talking about like going all, like she would always go all out on the presents like for Christmas, Like, we either got, like, whatever the newest console was, like, Nintendo 64 or, like a PlayStation or something like that. Or, right. So, I don't know, like, I think, like, and I think the thing is, it was important for my mom to provide those things for us.
Is one of her love languages giving gifts?
Maybe. I don't, or, no, it's not giving gifts. I feel like it's just spending money.
But like, it's not one of the five love languages.
Well, she is also multilingual, so she speaks another language that no one knows, which is spending money. But, like, I feel like that's, like, yeah, that's the thing. That's, like, she just spends money on Christmas. She wanted us to believe in Santa. She wanted us to, like, have, like, really good memories when you're younger. And, right. I feel like I do.
Right.
And, like, so that... I don't know if there's any specific tradition about that. I mean, like, we did have a plastic tree that we put up every year. And then we also used to, like, my brother had a Playmobil train that we used to set around. That would actually go around the tree.
That's so American.
No, but you know what me and my brother used to do when we were younger? We used to, like... We used to, like, put, like, guys at the train tracks and then go reverse into it as fast as we could and just, like, derail the train. Over. Yeah. So that was, like, the, like...
Destructive.
Homicidal Asian ethnic side of us. Mm. Yeah, we're not white American. Right. We destroy the white Americans with trains in reverse.
That's where it starts from.
Exactly. Homicidal tendencies. They start young. What was the church thing like? What did they tell you on Christmas Day at church?
Oh my gosh, I hated it. Because it was, especially when you were a young kid, like, okay, like, the reason, I think what they told me when I was younger is like, oh yeah, we have to go to midnight mass so that, like, Santa will come to the house when we're away at mass.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, that's what they, like, lorded over your head.
And it worked.
Bitch, I never went to mass and Christmas came every fucking year.
I know, but that's what happened because I remembered, like, after, like, we would come home from mass, like, I would find my gift, like, somewhere in the house or whatever. And then so I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, I guess it's a thing. Like, when I was a kid, like, I would have to
They manipulated you. But actually, who would then do the gifts then?
What do you mean?
Like, because the thing is, like, our, like, my thing was, like, we would just fall asleep and then the next morning we'd get the gifts. But then, like, if you're at mass, who was doing the gifts? Who didn't attend mass to?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if they're, like, okay.
So maybe that was the truth.
Maybe it was the truth. Santa is real.
Santa's real only if you're Christian. If you're not Christian, that means your parents just have to wait till you're asleep.
Yeah, because you have to go to mass. That's what's the truth about it. No, I always thought that, like, either, like, they would, like, my dad or my mom would, like, stay behind while we all get into the car and then, like, would just, like, place the gift right away before
you
we
never
leave.
Like, thought to just kind of be like, test that theory out and just kind of be like,
no, oh, because
wait, I forgot something in the house, let me go check. Like,
no, because by that time I'm just like, oh fuck, like, I have to go to church again, like, I'm probably gonna take a nap during the hour-long mass.
It's and an hour. Wait for it.
Sometimes it's longer because they have, like, extra special sermons. But yeah, no, it was always a thing, like, that was ridiculous. And by the time I was like 14 15, I was like, no, fuck this, I'm not doing it. Like, and then,
well,
like,
you still believe in Santa when you're 14 or 15?
No. I mean, secretly, yes, but
you're gonna enjoy this topic. Holiday suicides.
No, you know what? I'm gonna embrace this topic. Let's talk about it. You know, because it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
I like, it's like, it's serious.
Okay, like, in terms of, like, that as being a topic, yeah. Holiday suicides.
Yeah.
Like, is it, like, the,
yeah, I'm prepared.
The pressure of, like, like, the cause of it?
Why are you asking me? Do you think that I'm gonna holiday suicide?
I mean, I don't know. Lately, these days, like, I just don't know about these things about you.
So, for those listeners out there, I am suicidal, and it's the holidays. So, if anyone is the expert of holiday suicide who hasn't already holiday suicided, that's me.
Yeah, I guess, like, what do you want to talk about this
I didn't feel like, I feel like I, there's nothing specifically that I wanted to talk about with this. I just thought it was an interesting topic.
Well, I always feel like, well, in terms of like the nowadays, I feel like actually that is potentially a higher risk.
Oh, yeah. Definitely because of, with like COVID and
with
stuff
COVID
like that.
And, you know, like with all these people not being able to see like their loved ones or families or anyone else outside their house, it's like, I could see why. Especially like, fortunately, we live in Vancouver and like outside right now, it's like sunny. Imagine like being in a place where it is like almost Christmas and it's like snowstorm.
You know, though, actually, now I'm actually going back on that thinking that it, well, okay, there's elements where I could think that where I could guess or imagine that it might be worse.
Right.
In terms of just being like, well, for me, at least this is my perspective, suicide, mental health and stuff like that, it's definitely not like a one, like there's no one reason.
Right.
It's like a snowball effect. There's things that contribute to it. There's things that exacerbate it. There's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just like you could like pinpoint and just say, oh, I am suicidal because of this.
This. Right. Right.
You know what I mean? But everything that like happens to you adds to that. Mm-hmm. Or not everything, but things can add to it and things can detract from it.
Right.
And depending on the way that your mind thinks, things can add to it.
Right.
And it's kind of funny because I feel like even though the pandemic, yes, I feel like has created like kind, or I could even imagine for myself how it creates kind of this
enclosure like, from society.
Well, I could say that it creates like an additional
stress.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? That didn't necessarily exist before.
Right.
But the thing about it is it's also not unique to one person. Everyone has to deal with COVID. You know what I mean? So it's like hard. Say, for example, if like my thought process is like, oh, my God, I'm already like, this is why like I'm really depressed. This is blah, blah, blah. This is. And then on top of that, COVID. But I can't be like, oh, but COVID is a me specific problem.
Right.
The other things I could say that, OK, yes, that's a me specific problem in terms of like. Any diagnoses that I've already had, any previous experiences that
exactly.
I've had, any like things like that, those are specific to me. But COVID is the thing that affects everyone.
Right.
And to a degree, it might, I don't know, but I would say it might make me feel better to know that, well, everyone is going through this shit too.
Right. I mean, that's like the outlook that hopefully with it, like, you know, it is COVID and the pandemic has been a globally thing that affects everyone, but
I mean, it does affect everyone in different ways.
It definitely does in different
and
certain
some people
degrees.
And a lot of people are luckier than other people. Like we're luckier to be in Canada as opposed to being in like another like Mexico or Colombia, only because I know people from Mexico and Colombia who have told me that it's not so great.
Right. Right.
So either way, I just kind of feel like, in a sense, it makes it easier for you to just kind of be like, well. And, like, in almost kind of a benefit where it's just kind of being, like, I think the thing about Christmas and why it's so hard for people, usually.
Right.
Is because you're reminded of how alone you are by how together everyone else is.
Mm.
And I think that could just, you know, like,
snowball effect into, like, getting more into depression and everything.
Yeah. Like, it feeds all those, like, negative ideas that you already have. That, like, you know, you're alone, like, you're not worthy of love, whatever,
right.
Speaking from personal experience. But at the same time,
if
it's almost just like, if everyone else is, like, stuck to their homes, you're just like...
Yeah, I guess so. No, I mean, like, that is a good... hopefully, I like that outlook, and hopefully, like, if anyone is feeling a little bit more lonely out there in terms of the holiday season, plus dealing with the pandemic, like, to look at that way, that, like, hey, and this is hopefully... Everyone is dealing with a similar problem, so let's work it out together because of COVID.
Oh, you're just saying that, like, people still find a way to think about it negatively.
Yeah, dealing with COVID and Christmas at the same time.
Yeah, no, I would say so, too. Like, yeah. I think the thing is, like, especially when you're, like, suffering from, like, mental health things, like, well, I can't speak on anyone else's behalf, but, yeah, like, for me, it's just kind of being, like, I have this kind of thought that's running around in my head.
Right.
And certain actions or certain experiences or certain, like, things that happen throughout my day will contribute to me believing that that's true.
Right.
And definitely COVID could be one of those things if you're not choosing to, like, reframe it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So, yeah, no, I think that it could still be, like, definitely, like, more difficult to manage. Like, even though I could say that maybe it also could be looked in that one way.
Yeah.
That there's another way that, yeah. like, it could just make it worse. Yeah, the holidays are overall hard, though. You know what I mean? Like, I think the thing is, like, if you just take away the, like, mental health aspect of it, maybe you don't feel this way. That's why you're just, like, not responding at all. You're just like, the holidays are so easy. No, I love the holidays.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm not saying anything because I'm listening. I'm a really good listener.
I'm not saying anything because I love Christmas. Why does anyone feel sad during Christmas time? Love it. But
some weird accent.
I love it. But no, I think like Christmas is definitely a really hard time. There's so many stresses. There's so much like I think it's the expectation.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely think it's the expectation because like when it comes to word Christmas itself, it's so like heavily loaded of being like okay, like yeah. where are you spending it? Who are you spending it for? What gifts are you getting? Are you celebrating it? Anyways, like in the way that like
well, how much like also like money wise
yeah financially it's like yeah. also spiritually it's like are you wanting to like celebrate it because of this capitalistic ventures or are you doing it because of the birth of Christ or something else? I don't know
if like depressed people think about that, but
I think it
more
be.
So it's like the family aspect because like also too like the thing is like if maybe you don't have like a close family
right
seeing other people's family being close can also be a trigger for you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the thing is actually recently I went to, like last weekend or I think, or Saturday, I went to like, Granville Island. Cause I had nothing to do that day. And I was just like, you know, I'm just like, do the master dating thing.
What do you mean master dating thing?
Oh, it's just like, well, instead of like masturbating, it's like master dating. So you take yourself out on a date.
That's weird.
But go
for
weird.
It. Go for it, girl.
No, but the thing is, like, I feel like the thing is there's been periods in my life where I'm just like, okay, like, you know, there's no plans that I have today. So whatever, I'm just going to, like, take myself out and enjoy, like, myself and do, like, shit, whatever that I would do with other people but just by myself.
Right. I mean, I like that thought. I just don't like
you
the term.
You just like calling master dating.
It's,
I love it.
It's
so gross. But, yeah, so what I did is I went to Granville Island. And then I was because like it was a sunny day. I was like, I'm going to take my bike. I'm going to go out to Granville Island. I'm going to get some like good food and stuff like that. And then I go there and then I feel like I immediately started to get very depressed
because you see other people's families and
yeah,
together.
Or just like everyone hanging out together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And just like that just reminded me of how alone I was.
Right.
And that was actually like in hindsight, like a very poor choice of thing to do. Like right. I actually would have been better off to just go to like a park by myself, enjoy whatever, rather than be reminded about the fact that I'm forced into this plan of solitude because I have no one.
Right, right.
So, but either, and then I went to the Granville Island, and then I was like, you know what? It's kind of expensive, but I'm gonna get fucking the seafood.
Oh my gosh, did you get that
pot pie?
Oh, I thought you were gonna get the lobster roll that was like $21 or something.
Either way, so I went to
you were luxurious.
Yeah, so I was luxurious and I got myself a clam chowder pot pie. That was like this little pastry that they cook over like a clam chowder.
So good. I love clam chowder.
Yeah,
clam chowder.
Give me the chowder all over my face. But so I got the clam chowder pot pie, and I was just like, oh, like it was like $13.
Right.
And then I like sat outside to eat by myself, and like halfway through my meal, a fucking seagull came in, swooped and grabbed the pot pie off of my table, splashed all the clam chowder over me, and I was just covered in clam chowder. And meanwhile, everyone else is like there and not saying anything, and I'm just like, fuck everyone.
Oh my gosh, the seagull.
Yeah, you know, fuck the seagull. So like that also made the situation worse of just being like, I was already depressed about seeing everyone together and I'm eating by myself and like, you know, I'm just gonna treat myself out. And then fucking seagull was just like, not today.
Right. Even like animals were against you.
Yeah. But either way, so I guess like
so
my
what
point
did you of, afterwards.
Oh, I ended up getting like a chicken leg and macarons because I was just like, I was just like, you know what? I already spent $14 today. Why not spend $50?
See, that's the language of spending money. Your mom taught
the
you
the sixth language. But yeah, I feel like in that regard, I could see kind of what happens, especially around Christmas time, if you're really kind of more of like. And maybe you don't have like a huge group of friends, like right. family or something like that. Just seeing how everyone is happy to be with other people and just how alone that can make you feel.
Right.
Fucking
it's,
shitty.
It's shitty. No.
I feel like that's more shitty than like finances. It's more shitty than thinking about like other kind of things. It's just that like, and I think that's the thing is like other people maybe don't really recognize how lucky they are to have a family.
Right.
To have a group of friends.
That
you know
they
what I
can,
mean?
Like, come to and rely and spend that time.
Yeah, like, even yeah. just the idea of having, like, a Christmas, like, that you can spend time with your family is really, like, it's, like, something that's easy to take for granted, but really not everyone has.
Right.
So, I think that's the...
Yeah, you know, I was actually like that. I mean, that whole family and, like, being with, like, loved ones is definitely, like, a hard thing during the holidays. And, like, I was thinking, like, in terms of, like, Christmas, why, like, that is, like, a prominent staple of what Christmas season is about. And, like, I actually felt like there isn't really any representation or, like, movies in the media where it's, like...
About being alone.
About being alone during Christmas, but, like, finding, like, solace in that and finding some kind of, like,
oh, that's so
gratitude
true. You should write
in
a
that.
Movie. You should or, be the creative director of that movie.
I should be the creative director of that movie.
Actually, that sounds like a really sweet story.
But, like, you know, like, finding the fact that, like, you, even if it's, like, not me necessarily alone, but, like, finding, like the happiness and joy and, like, other things, maybe, like, meeting other new people or
right.
it's not about, like, you know, having the love secure ones or family that you can go to, but yeah, like what you said, not everyone has that.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like Christmas is all about that, and like there yeah. is, and it's not really inclusive,
no,
I guess, to like people who don't have those loved ones to turn to during this time.
Yeah.
And so yeah. that's yeah. why I love Home Alone. Because he's
that is like that is the movie, the staple movie for anyone who's alone on Christmas. Just watch Home Alone. That's what you should do. That's the example. That's your like that's
then,
your movie.
And then like, you know, you like get to like be like yourself by yourself, and you but also you get to
have
friends.
Fun.
You have fun.
Be rambunctious.
Be rambunctious, be rebellious, cause
take down thieves and criminals.
Yeah. And also like befriend them at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Either way, watch Home Alone. I feel like I need to rewatch that.
It's
like,
a really good
is
movie.
Is it the like holiday movie for single people?
No, because at the end of the day, it's like he gets
his
family
back,
which is like gross.
Just like be like Phoebe in that like It's a Wonderful Life. Just cut it off at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Like stop watching the movie.
Yeah.
Once his family comes home, just be
no,
like.
No, yeah. yeah. He should just be a Home Alone forever.
Yeah, be like. That sounds so. Harsh. Home Alone forever.
Maybe that's like the new
that's the movie that we're gonna
write.
About like empowerment of being like alone on the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that.
Turkey is for white people.
It is. Don't you agree?
Like, I agree. That's why I wrote it.
I just feel like, I mean, I don't mind turkey, but I just feel like the actual like act of like cooking, basting, and having a turkey for Christmas is like a very white thing. Okay. Actually, I was like serving like this like old white couple, and they were really nice, but then they were just like telling me of a funny story of like, you know, tomorrow we have to go to Costco. Because I can't find a small turkey anywhere. And apparently at Costco, there's
fucking
like
chicken.
There's a wait list of 200 people for a small turkey because no one wants a big turkey because everyone's stuck at home with just their partners or a small family. So they don't want to make a big, huge turkey. They want a small turkey.
I feel like I just have to keep going on this conversation because I actually love this topic.
Yeah, I thought it was actually really cool. Like when they told me that, I was like, actually, that makes so much sense. Like, even though it's ridiculous that, like, you think that you still have to have a turkey.
Why does it have to be a turkey?
Exactly. But, like, you know, the fact that there is, like, a huge wait list, apparently, to get small turkeys to get it for Christmas dinner. Like, it's super ridiculous.
I feel like the thing, okay, this is, like, my qualm with, like, turkeys in general.
What?
Why are you spending fucking 8 hours to cook something that doesn't really taste like anything until you put gravy on it?
I guess you haven't had a really good turkey. Because
have you had a really good turkey?
Yeah, because it was made by a white person.
I had a turkey that was made by a white person, and it was not very good.
Yeah, that's
and
not...
she kept complaining about the fact that she spent 8 hours on it. And I was just like, that was 8 hours wasted. I would have much preferred chicken. I'd have much preferred chow mein, kung pao chicken, the food of my people. Like, it was just not that good. And the thing is, she was just like, yeah, you just put gravy on it. And I'm just like, well, what the fucking point was that? And sorry, if you just go to an Asian person, if you're going to spend that much time on fucking making your food, it better be fucking damn good. So fuck your turkeys.
Say it again, louder, for the people
fuck your turkeys.
But yeah, no, turkeys, like, I don't get that. Like, when that couple told me at the restaurant that, like, I really wanted to, like, laugh at them because I was, like, a part of me was just like, okay, like, if because they seemed like they were really, like, having a struggle with that scenario.
And but it is a struggle. It is. People struggle, too.
I know. I guess so. But a part of me was just
say
like.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
I guess so.
Again, for the people in the further back.
I guess so. But I guess, like, the one thing I was going to say is, like, I was going to suggest to them, but I didn't want to say it. It's like, okay, like, if you guys are fighting as, like, a small turkey, but there's only big turkeys to be found, like, why don't you just, like, cut the turkey in half and then share the other half with, like, the next-door neighbor?
Or, like, a homeless person.
Or a homeless person. And I just felt like if I said that, they would, like, laugh in my face because it's like, that's not what white people do.
Silly ethnic boy.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Hopefully you like...
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah. Even if you're by yourself, remember that Jesus is there with you.
Don't remember that.
But it's his day too, so he's like has to share it with everyone. So he's there.
I mean,
he
would, but like, I mean, I don't see Jesus like hanging around.
Anyways, like, thanks for listening to our rambunctiousness this evening. This is Gay to the Point, and you are listening to us, and we are not listening to you
because you don't have anything interesting to say.
No,
honestly, so many podcasts out there, none of y'all got anything interesting to say.
Take
your opinion somewhere else.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Stuff it in a turkey and cook it for 8 hours
and then complain about it.
Actually, show your love to the person who's home alone on Christmas.
That's our advice for you.
Buy Christmas sex.
And yeah.
Give the gift of Christmas sex.
That's the best gift that you can give. And it's free.
Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nothing is said or sent.
You just took all the words.
You're welcome.